Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you already know when I say that, this is just a special guest in the building. Today, for the 250th extravaganza, I'm wearing my attorney suit, and you see that we have the NXT champion, Bron Breakker, in the building with us, man.
Yeah.
Hold on, man. Let me round of applause for Bron, man. There you go. Come on. Come on, man.
That's the
we got to do it right over here. We got to do it right over here for the champ, man.
I appreciate the entrance.
No problem, man. But first thing, you know, I want to start with just how are you feeling, bro?
I'm great, man. I feel great. Body feels good. I'm ready to go.
You ready for this Saturday?
I'm ready.
That's what I like to hear. I saw you took that torpedo head, but I was like, oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Ilya's tough, man. Ilya's tough. He's he's a really great competitor. I've known about him for years. I mean, I know how tough he is. I actually get to watch him him and Gunther. I want to say it was TakeOver 36. I'm not positive on that, but I got to watch them live, man. He's an animal. So it's gonna be a battle, you know what I mean? And JD McDonough, I've already been up and down the road with him, so I know what he's about, but I'm excited, man.
That's good. I like to hear that, bro. Well, let's get into it. This Saturday is obviously Halloween Havoc, 8 o'clock on Peacock for those who don't know. How do you prepare for a guy like Ilya Dragunov and JD McDonough? They're smaller guys. They're, you know, more technical guys. How do you prepare for an opponent like that?
I would definitely say, like, my cardio is number one. I mean, I have to be in shape. I would like to think that I always am, but, I have to be able to go to the deep end with these guys and outlast people. And, you know, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, Ilya's a fantastic performer. JD's a fantastic performer. JD McDonough has made me better, has made me a better sports entertainer, and just made me sharper, I think. And I think he's a great performer. Both of them are great. So it's just, I'm excited. We're going to tear the freaking house down, and I can't wait.
Man, I can't wait too.
Yeah. It's definitely one of the matches on the card that I'm most looking forward to on that Saturday, that Halloween Havoc card for sure.
Yeah. It's a loaded card. It should be it should be really fun. I mean, there's a lot going on, but it should be good.
One of the cool things about wrestling, obviously the different in-ring styles, right? You are really explosive. You're a powerhouse in the ring. You're as strong as they come, but you're also like, you're super agile, right? Like the other day I seen you break out a standard moonsault and I was like, let's say, where'd this come from? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you're doing the standard moonsaults, you're doing the Frankensteiners. Like, what else can you do that people might not think you could do?
I got some stuff up my sleeve for Halloween Havoc. Let's just say that. I got some new things I'm going to break out that are, I would like to do some stuff that's, we'll say legacy moves. You guys just have to watch the show and see, but, I can, we'll see. I feel like I'm just getting started as far as like my moveset and stuff of that nature. It's very early in my career still. I mean, even though I've been in the business for a little bit over a year and a half or so, it's just, I'm still exploring and learning and coming up with new things and, just trying to just be a better champion and then just be, have fresh stuff.
For sure.
Exactly. I'm going to take it back. Like growing up, with your father being in the business and uncle and who they are, like, was wrestling something that they tried to steer you towards, or this is just something you just found your way into, like just being surrounded by it all the time?
Yeah, like the family business type of deal.
I always wanted to be in the WWE, and I always wanted to be sports entertainer. That's my dreams, what I've always wanted to be my whole life. You know, but I was just I love football. I loved amateur wrestling, and you know, those are two things that I worked very hard at since I was like 5 years old, and I ended up having opportunities to play college at the Division I level, and then I got to play pro for a little while. It's just some things, those things, I took them as far as I could take them, you know, before I was, you know, going to explore, you know, professional wrestling. I was just dedicated to those things because I've been, you know, like I said, I've been dedicated until I was 5 years old. I just wanted to take them as far as I could. So this is where I always wanted to be, though.
Do you remember your first day at the PC?
We get my first day at the PC. My first practice at the PC was at 8 o'clock in the morning with Coach Robbie Brookside here at the Performance Center. And I want to say that there's probably six or seven of us in the class. We probably gave and received over 200 shoulder tackles apiece. Maybe more. I mean, I just remember leaving and like my whole entire left side, like my chest and my shoulder was just like just swollen, bruised, just tore up. But it's just, you know, that's just one of those things. It's part of it. And not to mention that group of guys that I came in with, our class was just, you know, a bunch of freak athletes. And we're all kind of like really just on that same level, just like hungry and, you know, really wanting to get after it. So, you know, those were the days.
Right, 200 shoulder tackles in the first day.
Man, that gotta be like, that has to be very intense. Like, all of you guys is just hungry, wanting to go after it. And like, I'm sure like at NXT, you already got like plenty of great coaching, the trainers and the higher ups. I'm sure it's been like a group effort of like receiving help. So I want to ask you which current wrestler you've been in the ring with, or even if you haven't been in the ring with, who would you say has gave you like the most help so far on this path you on right now?
I can't. There's no way I could name one, because I think every guy that I've worked with has helped me in some form or fashion along the way. Because, you know, I would say the vast majority of the people I've worked with in the past are more experienced or have been in the business longer than me. And just, I've taken something from each one of them and learned, and, you know, and like, that means failure as well. So like, I mean, I believe in like, you know, you have to fail in order to grow, and grow, it makes you better. So, you know, I've enjoyed everybody, all these guys I've had the chance to work with. You know, Tommaso Ciampa, I was with him for a long time. I think a lot of credit goes to him, man, because I was like, you know, I was so brand new. I'd had like three matches, or I don't even know, two matches, whatever it was, before I got to work, thrown in with him. And I mean, he took me along, and I mean, I was with him for months, and he was so fantastic to work with. And I mean, a lot of these guys, man, just you know, Dolph Ziggler, that was such a pleasure to work with him and Bobby Roode. And, you know, Joe Gacy's fantastic as well. You know, Tyler Bate is phenomenal.
That was a fantastic match also, by the way.
I appreciate it. Yeah, he's – Tyler's fantastic. I really, really hope that him and I get to work again in the future at some point because, man, I loved working with him. He was great.
I want to ask you about your first WrestleMania weekend this year. Like, how was it experiencing that out in Dallas?
It was crazy. probably the busiest weekend of my life, to be honest with you. Just so many emotions. Such a just a really cool weekend for my family, I think, is really what it comes down to. Because, you know, inducting my dad and uncle in the Hall of Fame was such a huge deal for me. Dream come true for them. Just, you know, and that was my first week, WrestleMania weekend as an athlete, being part of Stand and Deliver. And that was freaking awesome in itself as well. But it was great altogether, man. I watched WrestleMania up in the box, and I mean, it just that atmosphere is different. It's just different. It's like, you know, it's the Super Bowl of what we do.
Right.
It's unbelievable, man. It's just like the tension is in the air. It's just a different vibe, you know?
Yeah. What was it like when you got that that phone call that you'd be inducting your dad and your uncle into the Hall of Fame?
I actually never got a phone call.
Really?
Yeah, just I didn't really know I was doing that until, I mean, nobody told me, you know, like clear cut, like, you're doing it. I knew I was going to be a part of, like, you know, obviously they, you know, I heard that they had announced them, and I knew that I was going to be a part of that in some form or fashion. And I just kind of assumed that, like, I was going to be the one to induct them. But they didn't really tell me until about, I want to say, like, maybe a couple days before, a day before. I can't really remember, but I remember just not knowing until, like, you know, we were
to the last minute.
We were kind of going, yeah.
Like, damn, y'all dropping a bomb on me right now. Like, you couldn't give me a week to prepare.
Wow.
Man. That was such a great time, man. It was such a fun weekend. So much fun.
I can imagine, man. Like, just, you know, what I remember, just, you know, seeing the look on your face, you know, inducting your dad and your uncle to the Hall of Fame. Like, you look so proud of them. They look really happy. Like, it just looked like a beautiful family moment.
Yeah.
So that was definitely a cool moment to see, man.
Yeah, it was cool. So cool.
Let's transition out of the family talk. I know you're a guy that you like hunting, you like fishing. You know, I did a little research. Where I'm at, you know, I live in Long Island, so it's not too much hunting going around. I never got to hunt, but, you know, I could do a little fishing when it's nice out. what do you like to fish, man? Are you deep sea? Do you like to just go by the lake?
I fish for bass in fresh water.
Okay.
Yeah. I do it for sport. I just, it's just catch and release.
You don't eat them?
No. It's just catch them, throw them back.
What?
I just do it for the fun of it. I've been fishing since I can remember. I grew up on the water, so like I've always been into being on the water, being on the lake, or I've just always loved that atmosphere. I go fishing all the time. Like, you know, I got a bass boat. Every chance I can get, I'm out on the water.
So. That's your, that's how you like decompress. Like, some guys like to, like, you know, hit the, you know, 2K or play, you know, turn the game on. You know, you like to go out and fish.
That's it.
You know, it's crazy. Like, and I used to clown my dad for it. because you'd be like, fishing is so relaxing. But at the time, like, I kind of got tired of fishing because, like, we'd go, like, on the shore, we'd fish. But I'm getting bit up by mosquitoes. Flies is all on my face. I'm like, come on. This is not enjoyable. You know what I'm saying? But as you get older, you find the nicest spots. Or you go on a boat. You might crack a little brewski or something. You're like, no, you know what? This is nice. You know what I'm saying? I do. Maybe fishing ain't so bad.
Yeah. I enjoy it. It's very peaceful and just relaxing. I can just, you know, I can get away for a couple hours and just relax. And it's fun too. Like I love catching fish.
Do you hunt as well?
You know what? I used to. I haven't done it very much since I've started. I mean, man, it's been years since I've been hunting. I mean, I used to do it a little bit more when I was, back when I was living in Atlanta. But, you know, now I just don't really have the time for that anymore. So,
yeah. What's the biggest bass you caught?
Of all time, of all time, probably. Realistically, I'd probably say like 7.5 or 8 pounds, somewhere in there. Down in Orlando, probably maybe a 5.
5?
Yeah, probably 5 pounds or so.
Ain't too bad. Can you? Well, you could eat them, right? You could take them home and because to me in my head, like when you just said like it's catch and release. Like my dad, he always grew like the way he told me, he was like, you never release a fish. He's like, if you catch it, it's food. I'm like, all right, cool. So you like, so the hair, like, catch and release. That's like blasphemy. I'm like, what? You threw it away? 7 pounds of fish?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's probably true for different species of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Catfish are probably like, I've had catfish before. I've caught deep sea fish. When I was in high school and did like a fish fry and filleted them and stuff. But I just, you know, I don't know. They're just bass.
That's your thing.
I think they're trophy fish. I think that's a thing or just where it's just, you know, like people make a living off of bass fishing, like tournaments and like they travel like all over the United States and they'll fish tournaments.
Yeah, like, I've seen them.
Yeah, they have like all these huge sponsorships from these companies, and that's how they make a living. It's like, you know, it's just fun, man. I don't think I'd ever eat some bass. I just goodness wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Fishing does look fun though, like bass fishing. Even like sometimes, like low key, I've never said this on the show, but it's the 250th, so I'll say it now. One of my favorite shows is Wicked Tuna. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it might be a late night, ain't nothing on TV. I'm watching Wicked Tuna.
It's a good show.
It is. Like these guys out here, like they're going. And like you said, like that's how they make their living. So it's like, bro, yeah. It's like 5 boats. Everybody's in competition to get the biggest tuna, the best tuna.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, they catch a tuna, like they bring it back to like the shop. I don't even know what you call it, but like they bring it back to the guy. He's like, yeah, this is good tuna right here. I'll give you $15,000. I'm like, what? $15K for tuna? You out of your mind.
I don't know
man.
About all that.
Word, like, I'm about to be a tuna fisherman my damn self.
Yeah.
But nah, man. You said you're on the boat. I low key, Cody. We should do a fishing trip, man.
We should. We need to.
Bron, would you come if we do a little fishing trip?
Shit, man. I'm in.
Oh man. All right. So before we get out of here, because I don't want to, you know, you're a busy man. I don't want to keep you too long. We got a segment on the show called "Talk to Me Nice," man. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and you know what I'm saying? We're gonna see how you do.
Okay. Rapid-fire questions.
Rapid-fire, nothing crazy, all right?
Let's do it.
All right, so since your family, you guys are mathematicians, the Stein of Math is up there, you know what I'm saying, with the great mathematicians like Pythagoras and Foxy Brown, you know what I'm saying? I have a math question here for you. All right. So last week, the people, the listeners got on me because I did some quick mental math because I was trying to break down exactly how many hours we put into this show between 250 episodes.
This is a fact, Bron. This is a fact, by the way.
No lie. If I'm lying, I'm flying. So I said 250 episodes at about an hour and 40 minutes apiece. If we break that down to minutes, it's 100 minutes. So I multiply 250 episodes by 100 minutes. That gives me 25,000 minutes. I now divide the 25,000 by 60 to get it into hours. And that brings me to 416 hours. Mathematician Bron, can you please verify my answer?
It sounds legit.
That's what I'm saying. Come on now.
That sounds right.
Come on now. Hold on. Let me hit the Apple Pay button, man. He's confirmed. So everybody that was on my case, get off my back. My math is right, okay?
We have it. It's confirmed, right?
That's there. It.
Big money. Come on now. All right, second question. This is a very serious question, by the way.
Okay.
Does sugar belong in grits?
No.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
You a good man.
Well, be honest with you, I've never had sugar on grits. It's always been salt and pepper and butter.
Yes.
You're right, because it don't belong. That's what I'm saying. People talk about sugar. I like my grits with some cheese. You know what I'm saying? Maybe some cheese, maybe some bacon, you know what I'm saying? Spice it up. I had shrimp and grits when I was in Louisiana last month. Magnificent.
Magnificent.
You're doing too much. You're doing too much. Let's stick to the basics, you know what I mean? Yep. Let's stick to the basics. We're going to move right along. What two teams are your picks for this year's Super Bowl?
Do not say the Ravens.
No.
Yeah, don't lie to me like that, bro.
I'm going to go with my boy Jalen Hurts because I trained with him for, in combine training and stuff for pro day. I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles and probably Josh Allen and Buffalo Bills.
I knew it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you said that because I have it's not really a part two, but do you think the Eagles, do you think that's a legitimate team? Because a part of me feels like it's fool's gold. Like this 6-0, it's like, I don't believe, man. But maybe I'm just hating.
I mean, what are they, 6-0 right now? They got the best record in the league, man. That's
undefeated.
I feel like 6-0 speaks for itself, my man. I mean, you're undefeated in the NFL almost halfway through the season. I know Jalen Hurts is a baller. I've seen him work. I wish the best of luck to him, man, for sure. I think they're good.
Hey, man. Jalen, I hope so, too. But I'm a Jets fan, so I hate a lot.
They're doing good, too, though. The Jets.
Yeah, nah, they're clicking. They're doing all right. Yeah. Shouts to Breeze Hall and Sauce, man. What current WWE superstar do you think you can beat in a foot race? And I say this.
There's not one WWE superstar that could beat me in a foot race.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's not one. I'll put everything on it. There's not a single dude that works here that can beat me in a foot race.
Hey,
I love it.
You heard the man. He said he'll put his Bass Pro his boat up.
I ran a 4.3, a legitimate 4.3. There's nobody here that can beat me in a foot race. Nobody.
A 4.3?
I could tell by them spears you'd be delivering.
No, did you really run a 4.3?
Yeah.
God damn.
Impressive.
I'm not going to lie, because when I was doing the research and the Googles, I saw it was like a college football, like a compilation or something, and you blew through the gap and were, like, the space between everybody else and you was crazy. I was like, nah, hold on. I was like, he can't be this fast. And then I watched more. I was like, nah, he's really this fast.
That was about 20 or 25 pounds ago or so, but when I was you know, running like that. But
a 4.3 is insane. I'm not gonna lie to you. You don't think Montez could take you? I don't know if he runs. He, you know what? He's
about, was, did he
jumps really high? I don't know.
I think he. I know he ran track, right?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like he would definitely give me a run for my money. I didn't even think about it. Think about it.
For sure. That trio is crazy.
WWE, we need the we need like a WWE Olympics or something. Like, I just the foot race is something I definitely need to see because the 4.3, do you still what do you think your 40 time now is?
I don't know, man. Shoot, how about
it's still got to be in the 40s.
I'm like 253 right now, 254. I ran a 4.3 at like 223 right before I was going to for pro day. I don't know, maybe a 4.4 or 4.5 somewhere in there.
But you saying that like that's a major drop off. Like that's still like that's still great. Also the thought of 250 pounds running at full speed, like
I told you, them spears is all the evidence right there.
All right, this is a two-part question. All right, what does your ultimate fishing trip consist of, and who, if you had to bring your five favorite athletes or wrestlers, who's coming with you on this fishing trip?
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna say Lake Okeechobee. In South Florida.
Hard hitting questions here, I know.
Julius Creed.
Okay.
Brutus Creed. Probably Brooks and Jensen.
Now one more.
No, maybe Tony D.
So that's hilarious because I can't even imagine Tony D. Maybe it's just the character he plays on TV, but Tony D's mission is hilarious. That is funny. Last question, man. This Saturday, it goes down October 22nd, 8 p.m., Halloween Havoc. What are your final words to JD McDonagh and Ilya Dragunov?
You guys better bring your best stuff because I'm bringing mine. Everybody says they can beat me, and then they show up, stand in front of me, and they don't.
Y'all boys heard it, man. I'm pointing at the camera. Y'all boys heard it, man.
That's that real talk right there. NXT champion.
You're in here first. Ladies and gentlemen, Bron Breakker. Bron, thank you, man. This is our 250th. We had to do it big. We appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you, man. Round of applause for Bron Breakker, ladies and gentlemen, man. Round of applause.